Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16, and that means it's time for a live local interview. I have a couple guests in the studio with me this morning. Lily Garza. Good morning, Lily.
Good morning.
And Eric Garner. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in this morning. So we are here to talk about Sitka Trail Works and the Forest Service and a volunteer program that's getting spun up here shortly. So Lily, I'm going to start with you. You're the programming director at Sitka Trail Works, kind of a new position for you.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about what you do at the Trail Works and kind of tell us about the program you have in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So Sitka Trail Works has launched a few events this summer to get more folks engaged in partnership with the Forest Service. We had our Trail Master Summit at the beginning of June, and we got a lot of folks out. And there was a lot of interest in learning how to steward our public lands. And so we also had an event in August to go clean up Salmon Lake, where we distributed gravel. And we've decided to continue the program for the next few years in partnership with the Forest Service. And we're launching it this weekend with an event on National Public Lands Day on the top of Harbor Mountain.
Wow, sounds great. Eric, so she mentioned the Forest Service and Tongass and stewardship. So you're the district ranger at Forest Service. Welcome. We've not met before, but you've been here for about a year and a half now and have lots of experience with Forest Service.
Yeah.
So tell us about this partnership that you've got with Sitka Trail Works.
Yeah, you know, we're really blessed to have a partner specialist, Sitka Trail Works, and there's some other great partners we have out there as well. And so, you know, this day and age and the land stewardship model, you know, partnering is what it's all about and leveraging the resources that we have together so that collectively we can steward these beautiful public lands.
So I'm going to ask you to maybe expand a little bit on what exactly land stewardship means mm-hmm. to you and to the Forest Service. And Lily, if you want to chime in on that as well.
Yeah, it means we've inherited and been blessed to inherit the responsibility for these natural and cultural resources. And for us, the goal and the objective is of how can we help pass this on to the next generation in the healthiest, most efficient way that we can. And so that's a big responsibility, but that's something that we collectively do with our communities and our partners across the country, but especially here in Sitka, where a lot of us are here for that very reason.
So Lily, anything to contribute, to add to that?
Yeah, just that we're so lucky in Sitka to be able to recreate on Tlingit Ani, which has been stewarded since time immemorial by the Tlingit people. And so we at Sitka Trail Works really want to uplift traditional uses of the land too. And it's an honor to be able to care for this land.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the event you have planned this Saturday. It's the 16th. You said on the top of Harbor Mountain, Lily. So tell us a little bit more about that. And I'm going to ask also, Eric, you to speak a little bit on why the 16th was selected for this special day.
Yeah, so our event is Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Harbor Mountain Picnic Area. If you've been up there recently, you've seen some construction towards one of the viewpoint opportunities at the top. And previously, it was an unestablished trail, and so it got a little mucky as it sunk into the natural environment up there. And so starting in August, we had a crew with the Forest Service and Sitka Trail Works working on establishing that trail. And so the final touch to finish that trail is to revegetate the sides of it, so bringing in natural vegetation from other parts closer to the trail to make it look beautiful and help things regrow. And we're going to be doing that on Saturday starting at 10 a.m. with volunteers.
And Eric, so Saturday is National Public Lands Day. So mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about that, because it's, of course, much bigger than just it. Well, it's a national day and not just a Sitka day.
Yeah, it was about 30 years ago that they decided that across the country it would be really neat to honor and acknowledge public lands and the opportunities that they afford us. And so for the past 30 years across the country, it has now become the largest single event, volunteering event in the country. And so that the date of the 16th, what they normally do is the fourth Saturday in the month of September, but they do a two-week plus or minus on either side to officially become an event, an official event, and we were registered with Sick Control Works as an official event. So, and National Public Lands Day, it's kind of that that Woody Guthrie song, you know, this land is your land. Mm-hmm. It's a chance, again, to acknowledge public lands and the opportunity to kind of get together to celebrate those and with our partners and all the folks that have been stewarding and acknowledge our volunteers and just how important they are in that role.
I wonder if it ends, it's part of at the end of the season. Of course, people have been out all summer long and the trails probably, and all the public lands need some little care and feeding maybe after a heavy use of during the summer.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great comparison of just, you know, talking about how the end of the season, things are wrapping up. How do we put things to bed nicely, right, after all they've given us throughout the year? So, yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. Mm-hmm.
So, Lily, tell us a little bit about what, if someone is interested in volunteering mm-hmm. this coming Saturday, what should they bring with them? What can they expect?
Yeah, well, you can head to our website at sickatrailworks.org where you can register for the event. And we're going to provide lunch, gloves, all the necessary tools. If someone wants to come, I would just recommend being prepared for all Sitka weather.
So we'll be, if I were to show up there, I would be maybe moving some plants, mm-hmm. hauling some gravel, doing some cleanup.
Mostly moving plants and probably some trash pickup too.
Okay. What plants are we looking at? Do you know in particular what?
That's actually the fun part of revegetation. You kind of get to pick and choose your favorites that you want to bring over, but a lot of it is moss to help contribute to the growth and things like that.
Okay. So this, so help me place exactly where this will be. It's at the first parking lot, not at the very top of the trail.
It's actually right in between both of those, in between the picnic area and the parking lot. There's a little section that previously was an unestablished viewpoint, and a lot of people picnic there and had fires, and now it's an established viewpoint with a much wider trail, and there's formal gravel to hopefully help it last a little bit longer and add some options on the top of the mountain.
Gosh, I think I'm learning something new because I think I've probably gone by that many times and never paid any attention to it. So, exciting. So, Eric, you've got a lot of experience with this. You've done volunteer days or you've done the public lands day in other locations.
Yeah.
Is this... So you've been here long enough. Did you do anything for Public Lands Day here in Sitka last year?
We didn't. It was the first one since the year 2000 that I missed. We didn't have a chance, getting here and being new and setting up and developing those relationships throughout this past year. So I hit pause on the first one mm-hmm. since the year 2000 that I've been able to be a part of.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the partnerships. So specifically, what's the advantage to the Forest Service and to the Trailworks for having this partnership?
Oh, it's huge. We talked about earlier just a lot of nonprofits. It's, you know, they're barely getting by, and even though we are a government agency, sometimes we feel like a nonprofit when it comes to natural
sure.
resources and helping steward those. So, but it just makes sense, right? I mean, the more collectively that we're working together and leveraging those resources, the more that product represents who we are and the priorities and the decisions and what we focus on with our partners, we can help decide that together and put our energies together. And it's just a beautiful thing, collaboration, working together. And as everyone had mentioned earlier, all the different diverse partners we have in this community, it's amazing. Including our tribal relationships and our partnerships with SDA, with Sitka Tribe of Alaska as well.
Well, the collaborations certainly have resulted in a beautiful set of trails that we have here, including the latest extension of the Cross Trail. Now, is that part of the public lands as well? How much of the, Lily, I'm going to ask you, how much of the trail system that Sitka Trailworks kind of manages or oversees is considered public lands?
I believe it's all public lands. It winds. There are private landowners who have allowed us to create easements on there. It's required community cooperation all across the land agencies in Sitka. So the Cross Trail is a huge testament to how much Sitkans love being able to get outside and have trails to access from all over, which the Cross Trail is unique because it has so many neighborhood connectors, and so people can access it from all over Sitka.
Yeah, so for anyone listening, Just a reminder, there is a volunteer event coming up at 10 o'clock this Saturday. You can register at the website, mm-hmm. SickaTrailWorks.org. You can email volunteer@SickaTrailWorks.org. You can also call 907-747-7244 and speak to someone there. Maybe Lily will pick up the phone. That would be great. And Eric, the Forest Service can be reached also.
Yeah, they can reach me directly. She would have been here today. I am just a sub for Amanda Cochran, and she is kind of our lead of standing up our program, or should I say reinvigorating our program. So, but you can reach, you can contact me, and I can put you in contact with Amanda as well, 907-747-4220.
Okay, well, we are out of time. Thanks so much for chatting with us today. And I hope you get a lot of volunteers for your event coming up here on Saturday. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
All right.